follows. Okay. Very simple here. This is the discussion about suicide. And unfortunately, this happens, more often than we would like to admit it happens in the Jewish community. And the shaila at hand is whether there's shiva on a person that's ma'amid asma ladas. Torah says, "Achdimchem l'nachshoseichem edrosh miyad kol chaya d'sher miyad kol odom miyad ish achiv edrosh es nefesh ha'odom." So Rashi says, "Achdimchem avu pishi tarki lachem tetilas neshama b'mehema es dimchem edrosh miyashofet dam atzmo." You can't take your own life. And it says in the Maran Baba Kama, in other Rasha Lachvel Batzmo, you can't even be Chobel Batzmo. The Michas Chinuch has a discussion whether the Isser of Ma'amid Atzmo Ladas is part of Losirtzach or not. He says, Abed Atzmol Adas on page 4, Eina B'chlau Lav De Losirtzach, Rechayv Misa Midei HaShemayim. Dach Kivinim Shiber Kalim, Kimle Midrabe Midei, Shas Maisel, he had a Chiv Mamon, Shas, so is it considered a din of Kimle Midrabe Midei? If you assume that you don't say Kimli Rabbi Minei by Misa Minei Shemayim, it's a machlokas, right, in the Gemara. So, he quotes the. So, if you hold it, you need. Mises Bezin, Lo Sirtzach, to have a din of Kimli Rabbi Minei, then you wouldn't. But then he quotes the Psikta that says, Dorish Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sisrotzach. So there is a drush in the Psikta Ravasi that says Lo Sirtzach includes Lo Sisratzach on the footnote here on the bottom, which is referring to committing suicide. And the Masechta Smachos says a man that will das aims asking ibo l'chol dover. So what does it mean aims asking ibo l'chol dover? So the Ramban says, let's look at the Rambam first on page 9. The Rambam says, Hamavei atzmol das ein misafim ul choldover ein misabim below. Vein vespidim also. And the Rambam says that there's no avelus. There's no avelus for the person that's hamavei atzmol das. And the. And the Ramban disagrees. So page 7. Nearly they call the corn. He says, no, you do. Ain't no giving a love of Avelis. Lomatsido el Baharuge Bezdin, ain't Mesablin. That we saw the first day. So he says, there is a Avelis. Haruge Bezdin. Isn't that Haruge Bezdin? So this is a machlokes rishonim, if there's a velus for a ma'amid asmoladas. So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, page 12. Amabe Atzvah Ladas Shimim He'alef. Amabe Atzvah Ladas Ein Musaski Mimul Chol Dover Ein Musabim Lof. So he says there's no Avelis. Ve'im Aspidim Asov Lo Korin Lo Chotzim Avo Omdim Lo Beshura. So do you have a Shura? Right, you say after the kvura, the people make two lines, two rows, and the avelim go through the two rows and say makan amachin eskan. So that's what the Ramban says. I don't understand. There's a shura, there's nichum avelim, but there's no avelis. So the Rambam says in a chanami, there's nichum avelim, but there's no avelis. You have the shura. So there is a tshuva in the Chasam Sofer. On page 15. So he says, so what's the halacha? He says, halacha is in the Shulchan Aruch. He says, halacha l'maisa mi'arim rosh neged hara v'askamas haram v'es Yosef. Shasosam karamam. Shagam shalacha kidivei ha-meko ba'ovel. So halacha kidivei ha-meko ba'ovel, not to keep avails. Omno, mikom mokam omer emri heicha di'ike kivon mishpacha kefeles asher yeh lehem lavuz klima lovish echem mehem kilkil masav v'imyate lehem Amor Musabel, as Yomru Habrios, Tamu Be Rabbanim and Musim, the Spar Shaloha Yalon, did Mame Asmoladas, as Yochol, Hamora, Lahoros Lakatila, Lisma Abel. So he says like this, that, you know, Halacha Kidivei HaMekel Ba'avel, but here, it's a Kula to let them. Because it's going to be a Busha for the family. It's going to be a busha for the family. So he says, so therefore if it's going to be a busha for the family, then we could, he writes it there, the healing, you know, all the halacha can make a level, we didn't pick up mishpacha, ain't halacha can make a level, the kvod, b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. Halacha can make a level. But here you have pick up mishpacha, so it's going to cause a pick up mishpacha, you could say, the family would rather sit shiva, and then because if they sit shiva, then people would say that it turns out that they found out that it really wasn't ma'abin atzmoladas, etc. So, al tkovet mishpacha, we have some sofa paskin that the Bora Hora should tell them that they could sit shiva, and I think that's a very important point, and that's how many people do sit shiva. Because it's to be a begam a mishpacha, not yeah.
What if they would choose? Would they say no? They all gonna publicly say that the whatever, but they would want to.
Well, you have to know another thing. Ma'abed asmoladas. Yeah, let's look at Shulchan Aruch. I mean, because there are criteria that have to be met to be technically part of the Ma'amid Asmoladas. Say, for example, page 12. The Shulchan Aruch says, Eze Ma'amid Asmoladas Gion Sha'omar Harehu Olo L'Rosh Hagag V'u Sha'olo Biyad Derech Kas. It means he went up to the top of the of the roof, and we saw him, that he was der chas, Oshay Mesa Vinafal Mesa Rabbi Khashi Minat Fadas. That means we actually saw Olal Rosh Hagat, and we saw Avagaru Khanuk Vitola Bilan, or Rog Mushla Khalgabi Saifa, or Rebu Bekhas Kola Mason. There was so either we saw him or the Ramban says in the Shach, he said, I'm going up for Apilatsmi, for Amos, Chazokal and Das. But if you don't, you didn't see it. So even though, you know, we know this person has a history of, you know, being depressed, things like that. So he wouldn't necessarily technically have the din of Ma'amir Atzma Ladas. If we saw him do it, we saw him go up, or he said he's going to do it, etc. But, you know, but technically we didn't see it. They found his body in the river. But do we see, now, well, what probably happened? You know, it's two things. For the achrayas of the community, they should feel that we should take responsibility, because a lot of times people are not welcomed in the community. They feel they make their life, they feel irrelevant. You know, there's a story by Dov Brizak. He's a famous machanech in Eretz Yisrael. So I heard him speak once in Brooklyn. It was a fellow who was in yeshiva. He was a very depressed fellow. And he was thinking that day of committing suicide. And what happened was, a Rebbe or something, before he left the Beis Medrash, he patted his hand on the shoulder and said, you know, how you doing? And he said, because of that, he didn't go through with it. Because he said, you know, someone cared about me, someone recognized me. So, you know, so from our achrayas that we have to make sure, you know, that when people ma'amid atzmo l'das, they feel irrelevant. They feel irrelevant. That's why I always say over the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that, you know, in Vayakhel, it says that they, for the Mishkan, the Ablocha Isa, the Dayan V'Hoser. So what was it? Was it Dayan or was it Hoser? So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, no, really, it was more. It was extras that really were not needed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle that every donation should be used, even though it really didn't need to be used. And what's the idea? He says, so no one should walk away to say that, you know, maybe my nedava for the Mishkan was irrelevant. So that's the yisod in life. That you have to make every person feel relevant, or feel, you know, that in life, there's the people in life who are very popular, and everyone wants to be friends with them, everyone wants to, but it's the people that don't have anybody, that's why a Purim, a very makbid, there's certain people in the community, you don't have to worry about how much shalach manas they're getting. You know, no one has to worry how much. And there's some people, you know, in the community that don't get anything, and that's the Iker Mitzvah, to make sure that those people are taken care of, because that's our achrayas. So b'tzad our achrayas, we should assume that, yeah, you know, maybe I could have acted better, that I could have been more inclusive and helped other people out. But b'tzad the halacha, you know, whether it's technically ma'amid atzmo l'das, so that becomes more limited of, you know, if you didn't see or you didn't hear him, things like that. And there's an Aruch HaShulchan as well. This is Aruch HaShulchan, page 14. And he writes like this. Mamadu bizen dalet. The Ma'abed Atzal Nadas lo vikri elak she'omar bikodim she'bemisa zu yovid atzmo. He made a proclamation from before. Aval osu v'lo omar, omar v'lo inu v'atzmeinu. You have all these different cheetahs. If you might have to say omar and we saw. Or, but if we didn't hear him, because Achshanim to Mikol Mokum Ulay Shigod Nisavabo. Kol Shadova. In other words, we give a tliya that maybe he didn't do it in clear mind. By the time he did it, he was already mevulbal. That's what Dr. Dreisinger said to me. He thought the Aruch HaShulchan was the most psychologically accurate, and so it could be that by the time he did it, he didn't have a clear presence of mind. In other words, any type of tliya that we could possibly say wasn't technically Ma'amad Atzmon is not. And then again, you always mitzaref the Chasam Sofer that you let because the klal is that anything that's kovet hachai we have. That's why we have the nichum avel. But anything that's kovet hames, we don't have, because he lost his because he did this. But then we have these ideas that the mice, a lot of times it's not. And then the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Besam and Rosh on page 20. Besam and Rosh is the falsified Tshuva Sarosh. And he says, no, Ma'amad Atzmo Das has to be somebody Moes B'tovas Haborik Miktas HaVilosofim. He has some philosophical shita about, not that he, as opposed to, he just has a difficult life. It has to be done as a philosophical shita or something like that. That's Ma'amad Atzmo Das. This is in the Sefer Nachma Shimon. He's from Ner Yisrael, Rav Shimon Krasner. He wrote all these halachic svarim on Nach. So why did I quote it from here? I usually don't quote you secondary sources. But the Besam and Rosh, they took out this tshuva. That's why, so it was not in the Besam and Rosh. So they took it out. So I didn't have the edition that it had originally, so I quote from here. And then there's another thing that's important. In Maseches Machos, one of my Talmidim, Rabbi Ben Skaidel, lost his father, so he came back from Eretz Yisrael, and he wanted to make a siyum for his father Shloshim, so he made a siyum this week on Maseches Machos. Usually you don't hear people making siyum on Maseches Machos, but that's what he made a siyum with. So he says, Halakha Dalit. He says, for page 5. Halakha Heyrad. Ma'isa v'tinuch echad mi b'nei brach. Sheshover slochas v'shabbos. He broke a plate on Shabbos. V'herolo ovim v'ozno. And his father, what did he do? He pulled his ear. The question what that means. He got very angry at him. Right, the Ramban on page 8 says it means Hepchido up. Hello Ozno means he frightened him. Or he Hepchido al Ba'or She'iro lo She'ishalem lo Ba'ozno Kedeh Shemachim es Atinokos U'moshchim osom Ba'ozneim. So he did something that scared his kid, reprimanded him, so what did the kid do? The Siari Ma'ovim Holach Me'ab, Ibe Asmo, Rabor, Misholos, Rabbi Kiva, Omer. So the question was, then the kid killed himself. So the question was he technically a Ma'ben Asmo Das? So he says, no, he was, since the father did that to him, so we don't take away from him anything. Eimon Limlo, called Omer. So that's the yisod. I mean, that a person who knows has to give proper, discipline. Especially in this generation. Remember at the, when Rav David Lifshitz passed away, they had a Hachnasa Sefer Torah in the yeshiva, and Rav Nosson Kamenetsky spoke, and he said over from his father, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, that even though the Gemara says, Zrok Mara B'Talmidim, that you have to make the Talmidim, fearful of you. He says, that doesn't apply in our door. In our door, if you make them fearful, they'll just go away, they'll leave the fold. In the other generations, no, they weren't leaving the fold. So then maybe that could be helpful. But in our generation, it has to be you have to do a lot of chokhmah on how to, give proper hadracha without, So a lot of times, the people have to take responsibility of people. So whether they're technically ma'amid asma l'das or not, al-pi halacha, but it's certainly, if it happened, even though it might not be the technical halacha of ma'amid asma l'das, it still has to be reconsidered on how people treated other people in all these cases. One last Rabbi Kiva Eger. So what's the rule? The rule is that the way the Masechta Smacha says that anything that's kovar achai, we do, because we pass like the Rambam. Anything that's kovar hames, then we don't do, because we say he forfeited his covet. So the question is, what about hespedim? So it says not to do hespedim, right? So that's mashma that hesped is covered her mace, and therefore he lost that covered. So Rabbi Kiva Eger asks, but doesn't it say in Shulchan Aruch on page 11, we should see what shalom yaspidu shomim lo? So he says he doesn't want a hesped. So then we listen. And then the famous Pisrei Tshuva that Gadol Hador Shemes Vitziva Shalom Lahasped, you should listen. And that was the story with the Noda Behuda when he gave a hesped on the Pnei Yeshua. Even though the Pnei Yeshua said not to be masbid, you don't listen, because he's the Gadol Hador. Okay, so the Rabbi Kiva Eger here on page 11. So he asks a stira. So that's a Rambam, you're not misabel. So there's that's a Ramban, you were misabel. Because kovet chayim. So he says, well, there's Rachlokas Rambam, but the Ramban says, Rabbi Kivagim, whether there's Avelis or Amamin Asim Ladas, because the kovet achai aspect should have still applied. The kovet ameis, he lost. So he says, that he says, the Kavitcher came, let the Babskin Pshitus, because that's a Rabbah, the Ma'alet's not a Mabam. So if we hold like the Rabbah, so it means that we hold that Avelis is covered Hames. So if it's covered Hames, So how come a person can't say that a moichel on the shiva? I don't want you to sit shiva for me. So he asks a stira. If Avelis, it says in Shulchan Aruch that he could say he's mitzaveh shalom yisbidu, it's shomim lo. But he can't be mitzaveh shalom linag olav zayin because that's considered kovar hachai, and therefore he can't take that away. So he has a stira, so we have to give some type of teretz. Whatever it is, that's Yud Beis Chodesh is something different, but as Shachter pointed out, others. But okay, but that's the discussion that Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains the machlokis, and then the question is how to tie it in with this other halacha of tziva shalom linhag bo shiva shloshim. So you make some type of chiluk. Okay, I will say. But this is an important topic because it's something that, you know, unfortunately, the Jewish community doesn't want to admit how much this issue could be an issue. And the chobah is on everyone to make sure that these things don't happen. And, you know, Yadeinu lo shafkos adam hazeh, the Gemara says that we never let somebody go out without proper escort. So that means we make sure that everyone has a place for Shabbos, everyone has a place. Everyone has someone to say hello to. You know, everyone cares about people. And that's our chelik.
To make sure it's the tali of the shulchan, will the place can, like, you know, call a psychologist to try to get a talk from them, or they're able, or they'll just do it on their own?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But then there'll always be the chasam sofers, you know. Okay, I wish everyone a chad kosher b'sameach. You know, Chag Matan Tarasenu, and Bez Hashem will resume the shiur on Isru Chag on Tuesday, Isru Chag.